Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where I hope that you're starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast and as it airs here and take our shows with you all over the world. And, of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. Also, you can stream us here on KVTA.com. And, of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. Be the person that is known for the kindness and make a conscious effort to be that person every single day. There's no need. You know, we never know what somebody else's battle is that they're going through. So why not just show kindness, show love, compassion, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to look you right back in the mirror and make you feel good too. So with that, I am so excited. One, I'm very excited to be sharing the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. We have another doctor today, Dr. Stephen Lau, on our show, and he's a board-certified oncologist. And we're going to talk a little bit about radiation. And, of course, we've got some incredible guests, so I'd love you to stay with us all the way to the end. Also, I'm really, really excited to be talking about this new, it's kind of like everybody knows Alexa or Google Home. Well, this is Rosie, and Rosie is a 2.0, it's been called a senior's Alexa. And so today I'm really excited to talk with both Gary Rotman and Bruce Barnett. They're the founders of Simple Technology, and so we're going to find out a little bit more about that. So let's welcome them on right now. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks. Thank you so much. Time. Yeah, Gary, let's start with you. Talk to us a little bit about who you are and how you had so it's basically, you know, it's Alzheimer's month this month, right? So it's an ideal time to really learn more about this simple technology. And I love that it provides technology for seniors that describe a simple tech, like, you know, when we start to have failing eyesight, trembling hands, diminished hearing, decreased mobility, this is, or even memory loss, this is something that can help us, correct?
Absolutely. The Rosie announces personalized messages in the voice of a loved one, a familiar voice. To do any task, whether it's every day of the week, or for calendar date. And Rosie's been shown to deliver more sustained adherence to medication, treatment regimen, or any task around the house, even watching your favorite show on channel 647 at 2 o'clock. So Rosie's been very helpful quietly for tens of thousands of people to help them live at home a little bit longer, a little bit with more safety, and more independently.
I love it. Bruce, let's hear from you, and how are you involved in this too?
Well, I've been involved in the elder care and Alzheimer's dementia community for about 10 years. Products to help caregivers relieve their stress. Gary invented Rosie, and now he's reinvented it to make it more adaptable to the senior community. I'm very fortunate to be able to be involved with Gary and his invention, because he's right on the mark. He's involved easy, simple technology where there's no internet, no Bluetooth involved. It makes it very, very mobile and very portable for people to take with them anywhere in the world. So very fortunate to have a whole line of products besides Rosie that will be able
this. Gary, let's go back with you. Let me ask you, how did Rosie get her name, first of all?
Okay, that's, well, if you remember the Jetsons, Rosie was the robot.
Oh, my God, right? I love that. I was thinking that, and then when you say it, okay, so really, it actually came from that?
Yes, it actually did. It was a brainstorm back, 10 years ago when we launched Rosie 1.0. So my background, so that's the answer to the question where the name came from.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let's talk about how does Rosie work? And one, I'm super excited to let people know that they can actually go buy it, correct?
That's right. So we launched Rosie on CVS.com in September. And so it's available there or also on Amazon. So basically, Rosie, the Rosie 2 came from my father came down with dementia back in 2010. And I was in the timepiece industry working with clocks and watches and embedding new technology. So my aha moment, as they say, happened when my dad, my dad just passed away this year, but my mom was the main caregiver. And when she was out, my dad took medications incorrectly, ended up in the hospital. So the next morning, I figured, maybe I can solve the problem. I have a device called the iTalk clock. So what we did, which is the first clock that you can set the time and the time and alarm by voice. So what we did is we simply added voice messaging, personal voice messaging, as the alarm. So, and we added as many as 25 alarms, personal voice alarms. And now when the spouse is not at home or if there's no spouse, Rosie tells them what to do, not the caregiver, when they're not home. And that's how it all started. Poor medication adherence is a major problem. Causes, it's such a big cost for the people over 65 in the healthcare system. It's literally 2/3 of the cost there for people over 65, and a significant portion of that is due to poor medication adherence. So at the time, I didn't realize that my father was the only one that had problems with medications and treatment measurements. So we put it on the market, and lo and behold, so many great reviews of Rosie helping the spouse and the care recipient being adherent to medication and many, many other tasks.
Wow, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. I just think, that is like a major aha moment. And look how many people you are serving. So here's the question. What's coming next? I know that you have other Simples products, correct?
Yes. I just want to add one more thing and I'll get into that. So Rosie is so easy to use for the care recipient. They don't have to touch any buttons. They don't even have to talk to Rosie. It's easy to set up. They hear the message, accomplish the task, and 90% of the users just press down at the top of Rosie to turn the reminder off. So it's extremely easy to use and easy to set up, too, for the caregivers.
Gary, I'm going to ask you a question. So will it keep saying it until the person does it?
Yes. So it repeats every 5 seconds for 30 minutes until the task is accomplished and the reminder is turned off.
Okay. Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. So what is it like being an inventor? I mean, that's just like, you think of things and people, always have things, but maybe they don't follow through with it. How did you go through the process?
Well, I guess it's, that's a long story, but to shorten it, I've always been a bit of a mad scientist and always looking for solutions to problems. And I've been in the manufacturing, importing business of electronics for my career. And basically, in a long story short, that's how things went. We just realized that there's a big problem out there. And we have the wherewithal and the experience to manufacture and distribute not only Rosie, but now we have a line of products under the Simple brand, which includes Photophone, so pretty well every basic electronic that is used every day by care recipients, but we make, for example, a Photophone. So they just simply have to push a button on the phone with a picture of the person they're calling. So now they can. It's much easier to dial 11-digit numbers by just pressing a button. We have a universal TV remote, the first one that has favorite channel buttons. So you know how confusing remotes can be, TV remotes. So
we solved
that problem. And we have music players that are so easy to use. None of our products are Wi-Fi. So the music is fantastic. Now older people are listening to their favorite songs from the past with our music players. And we also have wandering and fall prevention monitoring system that does not require Wi-Fi. So that rounds out our line. These are all the most popular electronics that people use every day that are now much easier to use and easy to set up.
Yeah, I'm totally impressed. I think this is such a great thing and helps so many people solve so many problems. Families that, you know, otherwise pretty much have no life while you're taking care of somebody. And again, you know, Bruce, you've been in the care, you know, the aging homes and all that, right? Into taking care of people. How is this? Have you seen such a difference?
Well, the difference I see in these products that's simple versus other products you might find on the internet is that they have mobility in the respect that, you know, you hear advertisements all the time about alarm systems in your house or motion detectors. The motion detectors and the alarms that we have, there are no wires. There's no computer augmented with it. So all you have to do is we give you double-backed tape, and you can just stick it on the door or stick it on the wall. So literally, if you were going to go with your family on a trip and you were staying at a hotel and you put mom to bed, you can stick one of these motion detectors or alarm on the door, and you can go downstairs to the restaurant as long as you're within 150 feet. Which in a hotel, that would probably be at least, you know, around 10 floors. You don't get that far away. They would work. And when you talk about what's the next project, you know, we're currently working on a device that would be good for a quarter of a mile away, which really opens it up to all the senior communities. You can have your neighbors helping you monitor your loved one. Because all they have to do is have a receiver in their house.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is brilliant. I mean, you could go, there's just so many avenues you can take this. I do want to remind any of our listeners that are interested in purchasing one of these. You say that CVS.com has the exclusive for it right now, correct?
Well, no, they had a launch exclusive, but it's going to be on Amazon by mid-October.
Okay, perfect. Oh. Okay, wonderful. Okay, great. Gosh, I'm excited to share this with so many people, and I love that you both have come on here. And you know, like you said, this is something that so many people can really use, and families. It just makes such a difference. And so, again, can you give out the website for our listeners where they can find out more about it?
Yes, www.simpletech.com. That's spelled S, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, T-E-C, TomEdwardCharlie.com is our main website.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you both, Gary and Bruce, for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I look forward to sharing it with everyone.
Thank you very much. Him.
All right. Enjoy, stay well, and keep doing great work.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Stephen Lau, And again, he's going to be one of the speakers this coming week for the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. And you can go to losroblashospital.com to watch it, hear it. It's all virtual, so you can do it in the comfort of your home. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to introduce Dr. Stephen Lau. And of course, he is an MD, PhD, is board certified oncologist at Coastal Radiation Oncology. And he became a physician to help patients facing diagnosis of cancer and also holds a doctorate in cancer biology. Dr. Lau is an award-winning expert on advanced therapeutic radiation techniques to treat cancer. And, of course, he is one of the speakers. He'll be speaking next Tuesday. And of course, we're talking about the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. Stephen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, good morning, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Talk to us a little bit, one, what you're going to be talking about when you have your speaker.
Yeah, so I'll be talking about curing breast cancer with radiation. You know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so I'm a radiation oncologist. I use radiation techniques to treat breast cancer and other cancers.
Right. And so what should our listeners know about breast cancer?
Oh, yeah. So breast cancer is the most common cancer in women, and rarely it can happen in men as well. In the United States, about 300,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year alone. And now treatment for all cancers, including breast cancer, has dramatically improved in the past 20 to 30 years. Surgery has improved, radiation has improved, drugs have improved, everything has improved in terms of both safety and effectiveness. But treatment is most effective when we catch cancer early. And so for that reason, screening tests like a mammogram are very important and to think about, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So even during the pandemic we're going through, it's important to continue these screening tests so that problems can be found early. And I also encourage everyone to be familiar with their own body and any changes that seem out of place, like a lump you can feel or a rash that doesn't go away. Like the saying goes, if you see something, say something.
With everything in life, right?
Yeah.
And including your own body. So how does radiation actually, how is it done?
Yeah, so, therapeutic radiation has a serious public relations problem. People associate radiation with nuclear power plants and weapons, but if you've been to the dentist or had an x-ray, you've had radiation. And with therapeutic radiation, we've learned how to harness the potentially harmful effects of radiation and turn it into a safe and effective treatment for cancer. As such, radiation is one of the cornerstones of cancer treatment today, along with surgery and drugs like chemotherapy. Sometimes we use radiation before surgery or instead of surgery. Now, with breast cancer specifically, we're almost always using radiation after surgery as an insurance policy to mop up any cancer cell crumbs that may be left behind.
Now, I have heard people getting like burned from radiation and stuff like that. How does that happen? Or if, what could, you know, how do we not have that happen?
Yeah, so again, the, techniques and technology have progressed with time. And every patient and every treatment course is different. But usually women do quite well with radiation breast cancer. There may be some sunburn-like effect during treatment like what you've described, and there may be some tiredness. And we commonly use creams to help keep the skin healthy. In the long term, there can be some darkening of the skin, like a tan, evolving scar tissue, and changes in breast size. But generally speaking, in the modern era, radiation for breast cancer is very well tolerated.
Really? Okay, great. And so I've seen advertisements for something called proton radiation. What is that?
Yeah, so, proton radiation, there's different ways of delivering radiation. And for breast cancer, we're most commonly using what's called external radiation, meaning the radiation comes from outside the body and goes in. Now, proton radiation is a different form of one type of external radiation that's performed very similar to the most common forms of radiation called photons. And almost all radiation centers nationwide use strong X-rays or photons, and that's what we have in Ventura County or even Los Angeles County. And there's only a handful of proton centers in the whole country. And the main advantage of protons is that the radiation is deposited at a certain point in space, and very little radiation is delivered past that point. Now, this is a big advantage when we're treating very large fields, for example, when we may need to treat the whole spine in children with cancer, very unfortunately. But when it comes to radiation for breast cancer, the rest of the body doesn't see radiation anyway. So the benefit of proton radiation is less clear. In other words, we don't know what the benefit of routine use of protons is. Now, it could be better, it could be worse, or it could even be the same. And so for that reason, I hope women receiving proton radiation for breast cancer specifically enroll on a clinical trial of some kind so that we as a medical community can learn the pros and cons of doing so.
Right. And is radiation almost always the best way to go?
Yeah. So, we typically use radiation, again, after surgery for breast cancer as an insurance policy to mop up cancer cell crumbs that may be left behind. There are different indications for radiation along with different surgeries. Usually when a patient chooses what we call a breast-conserving surgery, where they keep most of the breast and only the breast cancer is removed. Radiation is generally almost always indicated. When a patient chooses mastectomy or removing the entire breast, radiation is generally reserved for more advanced disease stages.
Okay. And is it important to, and I'm sure if you have a team, because we've been talking to Dr. Chi and Kathy, and do you have to look for a certain radiologist, or how does that work, or is it part of a team?
Yeah, so, you know, therapeutic radiation is absolutely a team effort. You know, we rely on our staff, we rely on physicists and dosimetrists and therapists. It's absolutely a team effort. I would agree that the, you know, I think of radiation or therapeutic radiation, radiation medicine as a bit of an art. And so the artist painting the canvas is important in terms of, you know, what they do, how they spare certain things like the heart, the lung, the rest of the body. And so it is important. Mm-hmm. And so it can be daunting to, you know, find your own doctor. And so at a certain point, sometimes the person who has done surgery, the surgeon, maybe a medical oncologist that a patient has seen before, a primary care provider, maybe these physicians can point a patient in the right direction.
And how long does somebody, does it depend on what, how extent their cancer is, how long they have to have radiation?
Yeah, so, you know, typically once the decision has been made to treat a patient with radiation, we do a planning session where a patient may lie on their back or stomach. We may make devices to help keep a patient in the same position every day. We may ask a patient to take a deep breath to reduce the amount of radiation the rest of the body sees. And for breast cancer, typically a patient will usually need to be treated every day for several weeks. But the treatment itself only lasts 5 to 10 minutes each day. And so there can be some inconvenience each of those days during those weeks. But hopefully the inconvenience is quite minimal.
Right. Well, I appreciate your knowledge. And, of course, like you said, your art that you share with so many people here at Las Rolas Hospital throughout Thousand Oaks and Ventura County. And, of course, for our listeners, we're talking with Dr. Stephen Lau, and that's L-A-U. And, of course, let me ask you, how do my listeners find out more about you? And also I want to invite them to listen to your talk on LasRoblesHospital.com.
Yeah, so I encourage anyone who wants to know more about radiation medicine to browse over to www.CoastalRadiationOncology.com. That's all one word, Coastal Radiation Oncology. And join us for the 25th Annual Breast Cancer Symposium hosted virtually by Los Robles Hospital at losrobles.com. On the main page, there's a link titled The Power of Pink, and you can access additional information and the seminar on that website.
There you go. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We appreciate what you do.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. All right. We are going to I have my next guest, Dr. Noelle Nelson. Known her for many, many years. She has a new book coming out, Phoenix Rising. And it's all about an experience that a lot of you out there, I know from hearing from most of you, have gone through. And please stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause of dreams.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, like I said, my next guest is somebody I've known for a long, long time. And she is a psychologist, an author. And let's welcome Dr. Noelle Nelson. Dr. Noelle, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm sorry to bring you on to tell about this story, but I guess you have your new book, Phoenix Rising, and talk to us a little bit about your day and your life that changed your life.
Do you mean the day of the fire?
The day of the fire, yes.
Yeah. Well, this was the Woolsey Fire, which happened in early November of 2018. And frankly, it was a day like any other. There was nothing much going on. I had my usual work and so forth. And I actually was at a ballroom dance class over in Thousand Oaks when the power went out. It just went out. And we thought, oh, what fun dancing in the dark. Well, not really, because when we looked outside, we realized that everything was dark. So, okay, fine. And this was, around 8:30 at night. I started to come back home. I lived in the rural part of Malibu, which is up in the hills, the part you don't see on celebrity shows. It's mostly very simple houses and vineyards and things like that. Anyway, so as I'm driving, the only thing I'm noticing is that there's lots of cars. Okay, no big whoop. And I could smell smoke, but we have fires all the time and I wasn't seeing anything. But when I drove the mile up the hill to my home, there were already three messages from the sheriff's department from about an hour and a half previous saying, this is a mandatory evacuation order. You have 10 minutes. So with that, I grabbed my two very large dogs, my laptop, a small box of my mom's jewelry, and I left. This was my fourth evacuation. And on the other three, I came home to a rather stinky, smoky, but intact home. I think the firefighters are an incredible group of individuals, and they'd always done great by us. But this time, unfortunately, it wasn't that. And 2 days later, I found out that my 2,700 square foot, two-story home had burned literally to the ground and was nothing more than dust.
So sorry to hear that. Now, what's interesting, because I have always admired you and the way you live your life and the way you share and teach so many people, it's almost like you had to go through this trauma. How did you go through that? What was, you know, I know so many, well, I know a lot of my friends that have lost their home, had nothing left. We all pitched in. We had actually, I had gone on a cruise with a lot of women. It was my birthday and another couple friends' birthday. And we went on and, you know, we had nothing to, they had nothing to bring to the cruise. And it was like, well, I have nothing to go home to, so let's just do it. I remember that feeling of, you know, of having that. And everybody was, you know, looking for things to give them. How did that work for you?
Well, a couple of things. There are what I now call perfect strangers, which means strangers who are perfect. People that you do not know, never met, and who will do exactly what you said, Kim, which is bend over backwards to help you with whatever they can. I remember the first time it happened was just a couple of days after I found out I had nothing. And I really, really needed my thyroid medication. And of course, this meant I had to get a new prescription, et cetera. And the pharmacist was highly reluctant because she said, but you just had a prescription filled a week ago. And I was trying to explain to her, yes, I know, but look, it's not a street drug. It's just thyroid. And I really, really need it. And I was getting increasingly frustrated. Finally, I just blurted out, my house burnt down and everything in it. Can I please just have the medication? Well, she said, fine. And I, you know, paid. And as I was leaving, a woman in the line behind me, because by now there was a line, came out of the line and said, oh, miss, I couldn't help hearing what you said. Can I buy you anything? Anything in the store? And Kim, I was so blown away. I wanted to say, yeah, everything. But I was so blown away by it. I went, no, it's okay, it's fine. But I realized that was sort of a big epiphany for me, that although I had no thing, like not so much as a Q-tip or a T-shirt to my name, I had everything because I live in a world of people. And people, there are some bad apples among us. I'm not denying that. But I would say that 99% of the people on this planet are wonderful, caring, compassionate, giving, just as you experienced on the cruise. Marvelous people who gave me all sorts of things, furniture, clothing, gift cards, dog beds. I mean, you name it. And I was the blown away, amazed, grateful recipient of so much.
Isn't that wonderful? Because I remember so many people reaching out to my radio show that they said, you have a voice in our community. Can you share that we're collecting this and we need this and we have people over here and there's furniture and kids' toys? And I was like, oh my gosh, I so want to be a part of this, of helping people, you know, be able to have something to go home to, even a fresh cooked meal. You don't realize all the things that we take for granted, correct?
No, you don't. It's absolutely staggering.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what was your reaction? You know, you are a pretty sound person, but here you are. You come home and you have nothing left. What was your reaction? Did you cry?
Shock.
Were you in shock?
No, I did not cry. I did not cry until later. Mm-hmm. I was in complete and utter shock. It was inconceivable to me. Plus, I found out that the house had burned down in 40 minutes.
Really?
That's an awful lot of structure to burn, literally to powder. Even the ash had burnt. It was a cement driveway was turned to powder. There were little bits of rebar sticking out here and there, but that was it. All of my trees, all of the rose bushes, all of the plumeria, everything. And you know, those, okay, you go, well, of course, those are going to burn. But frankly, to have chimneys burn, to have brick turned to ash, I was in complete shock. And it was surreal. I couldn't believe it. There are still parts of me that don't believe it, which is, of course, ridiculous because the reality is there. But it is totally unbelievable. It defies what your mind is willing to wrap around.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you, what were you surprised the most about?
Well, first thing that surprised me was the perfect strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was like, whoa, you got to be joking. That's incredible. Secondly, it's not so much what surprised me, Kim, but it's more what I learned.
And what did you learn?
That's what I would love to share with your listeners. What I learned is you got to have anchors in your life. And what I mean by that are either people or activities or both, which about which you are passionate, which give your life purpose and meaning. Because it was out of those anchors, and for me they were my church, my ballroom class, my ballet class, my work, and my friends. Those were, if you will, the things, that, as far as the activities go, the things I never stopped doing, mostly because it was such shock, I wouldn't know what else to do. And right. I had to work, because if I don't work, I don't eat. Pretty simple. But what came out of that was amazing. Out of my ballroom class, people who didn't know me, just knew me by sight, because, you know, you just know the ones that you're dancing with at that time, gave me gift cards and clothes and office supplies and all sorts of things. My ballet class, my ballet mistress found a pair of loner slippers so I could keep taking class. One of the ballet students gave me a leotard. She said, this will probably fit you. Those are anchors. If you don't have those anchors, like my church was unbelievable. My church gave me furniture and Christmas decorations, because this was a month before Christmas. And they said, right. You probably don't have any of these. People were so amazing. Church threw me a shower once I found a place to live. So that I would have, like you say, those innumerable things that you don't realize you've accumulated over all the years. And right. I was at the time of the fire, I just turned 71, and I'd lived in that home for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And it had in it all of the family mementos and heirlooms and everything passed down, because I was the silly sentimental one in the family. So everything came down to me. It wasn't worth much in money, but it was worth the world to me in heart. So
right.
those anchors, it's like the last thing you want to do when you're in this kind of a disaster is get out of bed. You just don't. You want to stay in bed under the covers and just pray that somehow it was all a very bad dream. But if you will push yourself to at least reach out to what you consider your anchors, whether that's your family, your friends, your garden club, your book club, your tennis partners, whatever it is that gives purpose and meaning to your everyday life. I'm not talking about world peace, just your everyday life. That is what saved me, and I think saved a lot of people. And that's
and
what
I love that. And that's really the bottom line for everyday life. I mean, yes, the tragedy that you went through, but so many people with this pandemic and then the fires and then, you know, I mean, it's been a time of really trialing of things that we're not used to, and to just keep walking forward is something that seems like the only right thing to be doing, correct?
And walking forward, if you will, towards those activities and people with whom you are already engaged. See, that's the thing, is you can't develop those anchors overnight. It doesn't
happen. No, you can't.
And,
right.
you know, it's like I was always mindful to keep regular quote unquote dates with my closest friends, because otherwise time just slips by. So it's making the time and cherishing those things which bring purpose and meaning to your life, and those people, of course.
I love it, Noelle. And one of the things, you know, it's funny, Lou and I were just talking about, you know, keeping up with life, maintenance. You've always talked about maintenance. And we were just, I was like, Noelle taught me that a long time ago, maintenance. And, you know, when everything that you do has gone, then you have to maintain yourself. And like you said, maintain your anchors. And that's what life's about. Sometimes those are just materialistic things, but they mean so much to us. So how do we find your book?
Thank you for asking. It's on Amazon, and it's available as a paperback or an ebook. Excuse me, or an audiobook. So just go to Amazon and look up Phoenix Rising, and it's helpful to put my name next to it, because apparently there are a lot of things called Phoenix Rising, like necklaces and bracelets and stuff like that.
And I love it. Thank you so much again for sharing your journey and, you know, how to rise through this kind of a journey. And I'm so sorry that you had to go through that, but we always have, there's lessons in our lives, right? We never know why.
That is true. And I certainly appreciate, Kim, the ability to share this on your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Noelle. I miss you. And again, I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, my next guest is Sienna Marie Sesma. She's the NABO president, actually, as of recently. And we're going to talk a little bit about inviting you to some of these incredible networking groups. Sienna, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you.
So much. Good. Talk to us a little bit about NABO and what NABO is.
Okay, well, NABO, we are one of 60 chapters across the country and one of 12 chapters here in California, and we are the National Association of Women Business Owners, and we are a collective of successful, intelligent, inspiring, powerful women that are really making changes in their industries and in political situations and legal, legislative issues, and really fighting for and taking a stand for women of all ethnicities, all business levels, and just being here to support people support women through business, whatever that means for them.
Right. I love that. And Sienna, I know we have a sip and tell, coming up on October 12th, 4 to 5. It's a virtual. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is a really great opportunity because a lot of times we go to networking events, whether they're virtual or not, and you can only get around the room and talk to so many people to tell them what you do, and you can only do so much. But this is an opportunity for everyone to have a minute and maybe even more to really tell us what you do, what it is that you're looking for, who are good referrals for you, the type of power partners that could support you in the growth of your business. And for us to really get to know people, we are going to really just take that time to get to know everybody's businesses by asking them questions and work through the whole room. So you have an audience that's going to listen to what you have to say versus, you know, like I said, trying to get around a networking situation. There you are, full screen. You can tell us what you do. And if you're really comfortable speaking, you can tell us a lot. If you're not really comfortable speaking, just tell us a little bit. But other people can at least hear what you say, so they can communicate with you for future business needs. And we're calling it Sip and Tell because we're encouraging everybody to bring their favorite beverage, whatever that might be. Have a sip and tell us about what you do.
There you go. I love it. So let me ask you, how many times does everybody, you know, our meetings to share, tell everybody how to get involved, how to join, what their, you know, different opportunities are for them?
Well, we have a membership, and this particular event, like all of our events, are actually open to members as well as non-members. The biggest focus with the National Association of Women Business Owners is that we are fighting for you, whether you're a member of our organization or you're not. We're still taking a stand for women with legislative issues. So you can join as a member that just comes to our events, come to our educational opportunities, our book club. We also have a mastermind group. We have a lot of resources. We have a lot of education programs. Or you can join as corporate members where you sponsor particular events, get your corporation a little bit more recognition through our database and our membership. And what's really great about the virtual part of how we're having our meetings now is that we're having members and non-members come from all over the country. So I went to a happy hour in Atlanta the other day because I've got new clients in that area and I needed some resources. So I attended a happy hour to the NABO Atlanta meeting and met some new sisters in business there. And so now we're exchanging referrals, resources, and leads through the organization, but across the United States.
Isn't that fun that you can, you know, I actually love virtual because you could be anywhere and you could have a really nice, you know, cute little dress on or shirt on and pajamas on the bottom, but you're, you know, doing business that way, right?
Yes, we call it business on the top, comfy on the bottom.
There you go. I love it. So, and you know what? We have a really great group of people, and all these women are really just interested in, you know, in furthering their business and at the same time networking, correct?
Yes, yes. It's really about creating what I like to refer to as strategic partners or power resources, because there's somebody in the room that might not be in your exact industry, but they run across people on a daily basis in their business that might need your services. So it's really important that we build a sales force and we build strategic partners. And that's one of the great things about the about NABO, is that we are building strategic partners and finding ways to support each other's success and also support each other through our challenges, because we have social events as well where people can come to the room, to the virtual room, and say, you know what, I need help with this, or I need help with that, and who can help me out through this challenge, or I'm really having a hard time handling this part of my business. And so therefore you have the support, because we've all gone through it. We've been in business, and even if you're not a business owner and you're just in a leadership position in the company, we support you to join us as well, because we are just really supporting women in leadership.
I love that. Talk to me about our mastermind group.
So the mastermind group meets once a month, and it's a network of a group of six individuals that we have our secret meeting, we like to say, because what we share in the meeting stays in the meeting. And it's six sisters that are, once again, supporting you through what you're doing in your business. Maybe you have a big, hairy goal that you want to achieve, and you need help putting together the steps of what it's going to take to get to that goal. And then we hold each other accountable. So we set goals, we create action steps for each other, and then we hold each other accountable. And so that is something that I've really enjoyed. I've been a part of a mastermind group myself for a couple of years now, and I find that being vulnerable and opening up a little bit to other women in business and asking questions, you find some really simple answers to where you're personally overcomplicating it yourself, but your sister's in business. So, oh my God, I went through that. This is what you need to do. And problem solved.
Oh, so I love that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really important to be vulnerable, to be able to have other people, you know, like you said, sometimes it's scary to share something you're going through if you've been in business for a while and you're kind of stumbling. And yet at the same time, somebody else might have already gone through it and go, oh, let me help you with that. And really, that's what
exactly
life's all about, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And
so,
and also too, we have coming up that we're something else that we're really excited about is we're having a three-part educational series called the ABCs of DEI, and we're going to have advanced conversations about diversity, equity, inclusion within your business life and your personal life. And it's something that with systematic racism and issues that are happening around the world and in our everyday way of life and being, a lot of us don't know exactly how to approach subjects. And am I supporting a diverse and equitable and inclusive environment in my workspace and in my personal life? And if so, if I'm not, how do I do it? And what am I doing? What should I be doing differently? So it's going to be a three-part series, one-hour sessions. You'll actually receive a certificate at the end saying that you've gone through this program, so you can put it in your social media and your signature on your emails, et cetera. But it's a really important conversation for all business owners and people to go through, because it's not something we've been taught, and we're all making, you know, little mistakes here and there. And so we just encourage people to go to NABOBC.org and to get more information about all our upcoming events and take a part in this step of moving forward in the area of diversity, equity, inclusion.
There you go. I love it. And of course, what day does everybody, this will be Tuesday. Is that usually the day that NABO always meets?
Yes, we always have our events on the second Tuesday of the month. We're going to start doing socials on other days, but otherwise our networking events or our educational events, our monthly program is always on the second Tuesday. The diversity, equity, inclusion is going to be on the last Tuesday of the month. but Tuesdays is always our good day. And then our book club, we have our book club, and they meet on one Friday every quarter. And then we also are working with coming up to have a great holiday gathering and lots of things happening.
Lots of fun things to be involved in. And so for our listeners out there, if you have a business or, like Sienna said, are in leadership, please, you know, and you want to just kind of find your tribe, Navajo is a great place to really be able to reach out and meet some new people and be a part of something. So, Sienna, thank you so much. Give out the website one more time for our listeners so that they can be involved in this.
Yes, it's Navajo VC. That's NAVOVC.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Navajo Ventura County. But please reach out to me personally if you have any questions to president@navovc.org.
There you go. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so excited to be one of the sponsors for Navajo. So, again, thank you.
We really appreciate your support. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show, and I thank you so much. I hope that you got some golden nuggets from all my guests that have shared their journey and their story on here. And, of course, remember to go to LosRoblesHospital.com to hear the breast cancer symposium. And, again, sign up for NAVO so you can be a part of that and check out their Sip and Tell on October 12th, 4 to 5. And, of course, I end my show with a moment of happiness. And no matter how dark the moment is, love and hope are always possible. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I look forward to talking with you. And please reach out to me if you have something that I can do for you or you would like to be a part of the show. And that is kim@ktshow.org. Talk to you soon. Take care.